Now, what's going on here is, remember, we're taking the words, we're representing them as vectors. If there's many words, there's many dimensions to that vector. So we have a multidimensional space, that's the top left corner, and then we cluster it in a higher dimensional space into groupings. And then the question is, what do we do with those groupings? How do we display it to the user? One option is we can project it into a three-dimensional space, so you look at a three-dimensional visualization, or we can map it into a 2D visualization, so it's a flat like a map, and then you can zoom in and start interacting with it.